only way we really get to know someone is to live with them. Problem is that today, that can just mean shacking up. But God has a plan to make His home in us, and it's so much more than what the world could ever offer. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective, as we chat about actually experiencing the presence of God. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Holy Spirit Power, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you live your life in the incredible power of the Holy Spirit. The only way really to know someone is to live with them, in the same house, day after day, year after year. Boy meets girl, they get engaged, they get married, and on their honeymoon, they think they already know each other. But the reality is, they don't really. And they're going to spend the rest of their lives trying to figure one another out. That's the wonderful mystery of marriage. When I signed up with Jesus, I mean, when I made that decision to give my life to Him, to follow Him, I thought, I just don't want some Sunday religion thing. I want to know Him. And the only way to know someone is to live with them. Nowadays, living together, couples just moving in, is an accepted part of life in our society. Many people decide never to get married at all. In any case, the whole marriage thing, well, it ain't what it used to be. Somewhere between a third and a half of all marriages end in divorce. The idea is that you move in on your own terms, without any permanent commitment, and if you want, you can leave. It's the way of the world. It's a lifestyle choice. Sounds good, till you talk to someone who's been through divorce, or been through a separation. When a man and a woman share each other's homes and lives and souls and bodies, and when they sleep in the same bed, they become one flesh. That's God's plan. The two become one. And when you tear that apart, it hurts something terrible. It's an unbelievable pain. So what about God? If we want to know Him, we have to live with Him. That's the way it goes. But what does that plan look like? And what if it ends up in divorce? How do we live with God? Jesus has a plan. It's a beautiful, eternal, wonderful plan for you and me to get to know Him. And it's not like the world's plan, which says, stay as long as you feel like it. It's a perfect plan. It's a plan made on God's terms and not ours. Have a listen to this. This is what Jesus said. We looked at this yesterday. I'd like to look at it again today. He says, if you love me, you'll obey what I command. And I'll ask the Father, and He will give you another counsel to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world can't accept this Spirit because it doesn't see Him or know Him. But you know Him because He lives with you and He will be in you. I won't leave you as orphans. I'll come to you. Before long, the world won't see me anymore, but you will. Because I live, you'll live too. And on that day, you'll realize that I am in my Father and you're in me and I'm in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, that one loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Dad, and I too will love him and show myself to him, and we will come and make our home with them. Promise of Jesus to be with us, in us, make his home with us through the Holy Spirit forever and ever and ever. But it's not for everyone. Let me say that very clearly. I was talking to a man a little while ago who wanted God but wanted to live his life on his own terms. He wanted the relationship, but he didn't want to live it God's way. Listen to what Jesus said again. If you love me, you will obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. In other words, this is on Jesus' terms. If you love me, you'll obey me. Jesus isn't some cuddly lapdog, some fluffy soft toy, not some buddy to perform tricks when we want him to and to get us out of the pickle. God is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Not a bunch of rules, not saying you've got to do all these things in order for me to love you. But if we want to be in a relationship with him, we have to be in that relationship on God's terms. He's looking for someone with a heart that's open to learn from him. If you love me, If you really love me, you want to obey my commands, and I'll send another comforter just like me. I love that second bit. I'll send you the Holy Spirit to be with you forever. Not shacking up, not a try before you buy arrangement. I mean, I accepted God as a teenager, but as I grew up into adulthood, I turned my back on him. I wandered so far away, I didn't even know if he still existed. But he was still there in my hour of need, because the promise of Jesus was, I'll be with you forever. And I'd accepted him. And for 18 years, I wandered in this wilderness and forgot all about him. But he didn't forget about me. And the third part of this promise, firstly, that God will send us another counselor, the Holy Spirit, who's just like Jesus. The second part is that he'll be with us forever. The third part is a promise of intimacy. Jesus says, look, I won't leave you as orphans. I'll come to you. The world won't see me, but you will. And I'll be in Dad, and you'll be in me, and we'll be together. And I'll come, and Dad and I and the Holy Spirit will make our home with you. That's the language of marriage. That's the language of intimacy. The promise is the presence of God in us through the Holy Spirit. Jesus, Dad, the Holy Spirit, making their home, living together in us forever. When you think about a husband and a wife, and they share every room in the house, they share their body and their soul. It's the same with Jesus, but deeper. With the Holy Spirit, we get to share our spirit with him, that deepest, deepest part of us. Now, some people want to keep Jesus out of this room or that room. And then they wonder why there's no intimacy. Well, I want all of Jesus, but I don't want him in this part of my life. Or I still want to go off and do this and not obey him. And think, well, you know, it's not working. That's because Jesus said, if you love me, you'll do what I command. It's on his terms. The amazing thing is, Jesus doesn't actually say, don't do this very often. There's a handful of things that he says, they're not good for you, don't do them. But if we want to go against them, if we want to be angry, if we want to criticize people, if we want to lie or cheat or be dishonest, we're not going to know this peace and this intimacy and this relationship. Will we let Jesus and the Holy Spirit into every room in our lives? Work, school, homes, thoughts, dreams, hopes, fears, anxieties, everything. Will we have a relationship where there's no room that we don't let him into? No part of our lives that we don't share with him? The Holy Spirit and me. The Holy Spirit and you. God has a plan. That plan is for a wonderful intimacy. That plan is for him to set up his home in me, in you, and to live together. Not for a month or a year, or 5 years or 10 years until we divorce, but forever and ever and ever. And even when you and I blunder and we go off on our own and make mistakes, Jesus never forsakes us. He never leaves us. He never goes away, because he's promised that when we accept him, he will come and dwell in us forever and ever and ever. The Holy Spirit is how he does it. The Holy Spirit is God in us. You and I, we need power to be holy. We need power to follow hard after Jesus in our lives. We need power to become all that God wants us to be and to do all that he's called us to do. Serious power. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Holy Spirit Power, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live your life in the incredible power of the Holy Spirit. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy of Holy Spirit Power, visit ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.